and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers. Time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better. Wake them up. Get them up. Get them going on a Tuesday on V&A. Show of the people. Off we go. 4 hours. A tremendous sports conversation and general conversation at large. Going to launch 15, 16 hours of local sports conversation here on the Horn today. Appreciate you being there. Wherever you find us, we make it easy. You can hear us on 104.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. And, you know, we're always streaming live, local, and digital on the Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com. Also, our Twitch channel is up and running. You want to watch the program this morning on video, go to hornfm.com, and we're there for you, making it easy on this Tuesday morning. A lot to dive into. Longhorns now know their opponent for the Super Regional round of the college baseball tournament. We'll get you details there. 15 of the 16 of the Sweet 16 set now in college baseball. We'll set the table, including a big and exciting victory up in TCU yesterday up at Fort Worth. Texas Tech knows their opponent. We'll run through that. NBA playoffs last night, Major League Baseball, and some sad news in the world of football this morning that we'll get to here coming up. But a lot to do. It's going to be a fun Tuesday here on the Horn. How are you, Mr. Godbolt?
Doing well. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and of course all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you very much. We do appreciate what you do for us. It's going to be warm today. It will be warm throughout the week. These southeast winds that are coming out of the Gulf is going to mix with some of this moisture and saturation we already have in the ground. And it is going to be a CTS. That's a Central Texas Steamer, I call it. So you're going to get that Central Texas Steamer, and it's going to be like that all week long from this point on. And folks, it'll be in the 90s, but it's going to feel like it's over 100 degrees. So do me a favor, leave your shirt on. Let that sweat go ahead and sweat through that clothing, but don't all of a sudden take your shirt off, because it's still going to be 93 and the sun may not be shining as bright, but it's going to penetrate your skin. And I got this big old thing on my nose right here that's starting to heal up finally for just that fact that I thought it was not that hot down at the coast, but it was humid. And all of a sudden I'm lying out there for over an hour and my nose gets blistered. So it'll mess you up if you're out there. So be careful, hydrate yourself, all you workers out there. And let's protect our pets and our babies in those cars, because it may not seem hot, but
it is.
It's a Texas. It's a steamer.
It's a steam. Well, growing up in the Gulf Coast down in Houston, this is very Houston-like weather,
yep,
what we're dealing with. It is a steam bath for sure. The sweat is pouring, and it's going to be that way all week long. And that's a good thing. I actually went and got my car washed yesterday because it's been so rainy. I hadn't washed my car in a while. I was like, well, I'm going to go, you know, looks like it's going to be sunny most
warm
of the week.
Around that water, even at the car wash.
Well, I wash it, and then you park and you start cleaning the inside.
Ugh.
It took me about 15 minutes with the vacuums and whatnot. Man, I was just
dripping
in sweat. I was like, man, it only took me 10 minutes. But, it's one of those kind of deals.
Yeah, we're all in a rush right now. Once again, we're out doing some stuff, man. Be careful if you got, you know, don't be cracking up the windows and leaving your, and, oh, my God, I forgot. I took the baby from daycare. Dude, this is around that time right now. And especially for us that we're still trying to get back to normal. We forget things. And don't forget your kid. Don't forget your kid in the car and your pets. Be careful for all that stuff. And I guess hydration, I'm the worst at it. I'm the one giving out the information, but I am absolutely the worst at hydration. And you'll go down so quick right now outside. You just won't believe it.
Well, because you'll sweat so much. I mean, you got to replace it and keep ahead of it for sure as days like this are coming. But it is good that the wet stuff is gone, the rain is gone, but now we'll deal with the heat and the humidity. Spring in Austin, Texas,
you know what else
is here for sure.
The little no-see-em bugs.
Oh,
those
yeah.
little bastards you know. Are, I mean.
Yeah, get ready for skeeters, too.
Oh,
get
man.
Ready for mosquito season in a bad way as we get this thing rolling. But it's an exciting week. A lot going on. Longhorns into the round of 16. We got the Mullet Open on Friday, your annual golf event, which is as good as it gets as far as a golf tournament goes. Looking forward to that. We'll get you more details there and everything happening here in the ATX. Let's start with the headlines, trending topics. Always like to start each hour here, the first three, with the news of the morning so you know what's going on in your sports landscape. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news. And we'll start with Texas baseball. Second-ranked Longhorns now know their opponent for this weekend's Austin Super Regional at the Dish. This is the Sweet 16 of college baseball. South Florida rallied for a pair of runs in the ninth inning, beat South Alabama last night, 6-4. They win the Gainesville Florida Regional. They did it as a four seed there, earned the program's first ever trip to the round of 16. Bulls were a below 500 team in the regular season, but have gotten hot late. They won the American Athletic Conference Tournament to earn a spot in the field of 64. Then they went 3-1 in Gainesville this weekend. That included wins over Florida and Miami. They're now 31-28 for the year. Texas, of course, sits at 45-15, coming off their dominating three-game sweep of the Austin Regional in their best-of-three series. Dates and times for the series this weekend will be announced later today. Six other teams also advanced to the Super Regionals yesterday in college baseball. Stanford advanced from their regional. They're going to head to Lubbock now to face Texas Tech this weekend. Top-ranked Arkansas did hold off Nebraska last night. They win the Fayetteville Regional. They'll face NC State this weekend. Mississippi State won in Starkville. They'll host Notre Dame in a Super. Ole Miss advanced to face Arizona. LSU took down Oregon twice yesterday to win the Eugene Regional. That'll set up a matchup with Tennessee and break up the Patriots of Dallas Baptist. Right, that's right, DBU rallied for an 8-5 win over Oregon State yesterday, win the Fort Worth Regional. That earns the program's first ever trip to the round of 16. They're going to face the winner of today's Virginia Old Dominion contest. On the women's side, by the way, College Softball World Series also set. Top seeded Oklahoma will meet 10th-ranked Florida State in the final. Sooners defeated James Madison yesterday. Seminoles took out Alabama in elimination games. Major League Baseball, both the Rangers and Astros had the night off. Light night in Major League Baseball in three games. El Paso, though, did beat Round Rock 4-3 at Del Diamond. NBA playoffs last night. Pair of games. Well, actually, there was one game and one blowout. The destruction was in Brooklyn. The Nets crushed Milwaukee 125-86 to take a commanding 2-0 series lead in that Eastern Conference semifinal. The game was actually in Phoenix last night, where the surging Suns pulled away late from Denver and cruised to a game one victory in that series, 122-105. Chris Paul led the way, 21 points, 11 assists. He was great in the fourth quarter last night. Elsewhere, Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau named the NBA's Coach of the Year yesterday. In college football, Alabama announced that they have extended the contract of head football coach Nick Saban by three more seasons. That will keep him under contract through his 77th birthday, 2028. And sad news breaking this morning from the NFL, word that former New York Giants head football coach Jim Fossil has passed away at the age of 71. His son John, who's the special teams coach for the Dallas Cowboys, confirmed the news to the LA Times last night.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
Yeah, Jim Fossil, just 71 years old. Very sad.
It is sad.
Very sad news. Meanwhile, Nick Saban is going to coach until he's 80, it looks like, at this point.
Yeah, Sir Nick is going to continue to go on and on and on, which means there's a lot of guys going to be left in his wake and get fired in the SEC, so...
That's the carnage continues.
Yeah, the carnage continues in the SEC. You've got a job. You think you have a job in the SEC, and then Nick Saban decides to stick around, and you're going to get fired. That's the way it works.
Yeah, he's dominated that conference and all of college football for the better part of the last, 12 years?
Yeah, by the way, we'll take some of those sloppy seconds that you have, because Keelan Robinson is quite as a baller. I watched him on tape yesterday. He's a good player. How he's leaving that place, I don't know, but... Thank you very much, Nick, for passing that on to us. We do appreciate that. That's a good football player.
Yeah, we talked about the Alabama transfer Steve Sarkisian reeled in on Sunday night yesterday, and I too watched some video because he played nine games as a freshman.
Yeah, man, he's
Alabama.
A player.
Well, and as we talked about, he's a 5'9", 190-pound running back. But
runs like 210, 215.
He's a speed guy, right? And we've talked about the lack of team speed for Texas. They need to upgrade that. This is a 4'3 kid out of high school, out of Washington, D.C., and, I mean, you know, it feels to me watching him on film that you know you have Bijan Robinson and he's your lead horse, but this guy can be a factor back. He can be a guy you can flank out. He's a guy that's great in the passing game. He brings a speed element. You could use him on jet sweeps and in a lot of different ways.
He knows all the motions that Sark does. So I'll tell you what, he is that guy's going to make a. He's going to contribute. He's going to contribute right away because he knows this offense pretty well.
Yeah.
And he's got all the tools. He got them all. He can catch. He can run. He's got power. He runs like a guy over 200 pounds. And, you come out of that Alabama backfield, it's hard to be a running back there. It's hard to make the top three. That's what's scary about it. It's hard to make the top three at Alabama.
It is.
As a running back.
Well, and that really, as we talked with Jeff Howe yesterday, he talked to some insiders at Alabama, and that really was the thing. There was no knock on the kid, Keelan Robinson. He's just, There's no room. I mean, there's not enough carries for the players there.
Right.
So many good running backs. So many good players at Alabama. We play the Nick Saban cut about we just crap another player. Well, that's true. And here, obviously, Steve Sarkisian brought him in, you know, and said, "Look, we've got a spot for you. We need speed. We need some explosiveness on this offense. You know it, the offense." And again, if you missed the show yesterday or missed our conversation, he's a kid who was a 4-star recruit who played as a freshman at Alabama. That tells you he's pretty good. He averaged 6 yards a touch when he was a freshman for Nick Saban, and then opted out of last year for COVID concerns, so didn't play. And now, going to transfer in and have an opportunity to help the Longhorns immediately.
Right now,
Keelan Robinson, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah. Any other team besides Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Texas, if that guy's playing, he's a starter. And I mean, he's like a real live starter, like one of the best players you got in the Big 12. If he's starting and getting a number of carries, that's how good he really, really is.
Well, and then,
that's a good thing for the Horns right there. That's a really good get that can take a lot of pressure off your lead dog right there.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson. Now Keelan Robinson, one from Arizona, one from D.C. So
excited. I mean, that's
bicoastal backs. And then, of course, Roschon Johnson still there.
Yeah.
The converted quarterback who will be a part of that. And
got at least four of them now.
Yeah, you feel pretty good about the stable of running backs. Still have to determine who the quarterback is for Texas on the offensive side. And then, of course, the receiver position.
And now the line, to me, doesn't have to be – with those kind of running backs, the line doesn't have to be great. They got to be better in the pass game. More so to me, they have to be better in the pass game than the run game.
How about the line be – proficient in the basics of offensive line play, picking up twists, picking up stunts.
That's what I said. The
knowing roles and responsibilities.
That's what I'm saying. The
basic blocking technique, which was apparently not taught very well, was not taught very well the last several years.
Fall on somebody in the run game. Those guys are the kind of guys that can make things happen. Just don't whiff.
No whiffs. Kyle Flood, of course, comes with Steve Sarkisian from Alabama. He was the top offensive line coach in the nation a year ago. Now he's dealing with Alabama talent, but at the same time, out of the NFL before that.
I've only had twice in my coaching career that I had those kind of runners, and that was once at Boston College with three guys that went to the NFL in the same year, and obviously when I was at Texas with these guys. It's just with Ricky and Priest and Sean Mitchell and Wayne McGarrity, when you have to tell a guy you need to go play another position or you're not going to get enough carries. This team is hopefully getting to that point, which is a good thing, a really, really good thing for this. And this is the way it should be at Texas. You should be getting the best running backs in the state every year. They should come. They should get in the portal. They should leave. Some should stay. That's just the way it should be at Texas when it comes to running backs.
Well, and that's, Stan Drayton deserves some credit for that because that's, as far as talent goes, that's as good as they've gotten going right now. They've got Bijan Robinson, who was, for a lot of services, the number one back in the nation. Coming out of the state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. You've got the number one back next year, Jaden Blue, the kid we've talked about that is planning to opt out of his senior year of high school football, but in some services he'll be the number one back in the nation from Klein, the Klein area. And then the following year, the kid from El Campo, class of 2023, he's the number one back in the state, and he has already committed to the Longhorns going into his junior year.
Well, when you get to be the place where people are headed to the portal because they're that good, that now you're talking.
Yeah. So we'll obviously talk Longhorn football as we count down the days to the opener with Louisiana on September the 4th. And Steve Sarkisian, by the way, Longhorns didn't make the headlines because it's a deep snapper, but the Longhorns did earn a scholarship commitment from a deep snapper.
Scholarships to be had.
Long snapper from kid named Lance St. Louis. I like that. Lance St. Louis is for the class of 2022. He's a long snapper from Williams Field High School in Gilbert, Arizona, recruited by Jeff Banks, the special teams leader at Texas now. Jeff Banks bringing in a long snapper. So that's
awesome.
The Texas football news that we've got. We also have Texas baseball news, and This Longhorn situation is lining up pretty good. Obviously, the regional here in Austin this weekend was very favorable for Texas. They destroyed the opponents and caught a Fairfield team that was Fairfield was probably the second best team at the Austin regional, but the Longhorns didn't catch them until Sunday night when that was their fourth game in 3 days in the heat of Austin, and they had already used most of their pitching staff. And Texas just beat up on Texas throws Pete Hansen out there, who's probably better Indian pitcher Fairfield has. And, so Texas had a very favorable weekend. And, they put themselves in the favorable position by, just dominating the opponents. So now you sit there and here comes South Florida, who, they're the 4 seed in the Gainesville Regional. Barely made it. The only reason they made it into the Field of 64, South Florida Buck, was they won the ACT tournament, the American Athletic Tournament. Wouldn't have been in the field, but they won that. got hot late, and then they get to Gainesville, and they're playing the you know, they're the four seed playing number one Florida there, and beat them 5-3 in the first game on Friday, put themselves into the winner's bracket, turned around and beat Miami, and then turned around, they lost to South Alabama in the first, you know, game, which forced an elimination game last night, but they won that. So 3-1 in Gainesville, and here comes South Florida. But they're, you know, a 31-28 team that the Longhorns, you know, match up, I'm pretty sure, favorably against coming in here. But they have gotten hot late, and then we've seen that before in the world of college baseball. The hot team at the right time can be very dangerous.
Yeah, it'll work out that it may be competitive for a while, but the pitching's too much here at Texas. And this will be a team that, unlike Fairfield coming here in this time of the year, Florida, South Florida understands what the weather will be like. They live in the humidity.
Yeah, that won't be an issue for them.
That's not going to be an issue. What's going to be an issue is, once again, the pitching and a team that had a just kind of basic okay year, then got hot during the playoffs. You know, I like that crescendo deal where you rise as time goes on, whether it's baseball or any other sport. But this will be too much, I guess, to me. Again, if you do the right things, this regional and this super regional is perfect setup for Texas to move on to Omaha.
Yeah, and make another trip to Omaha. Now, you got to take care of business. It is reminiscent of the matchup with Tennessee Tech a couple years ago for David Pierce, where you thought you'd get a higher-seeded team and you end up with Tennessee Tech, but they came in hot, and that would turn into be a fun series, real fun series for the Longhorns. So we'll see. South Florida, we'll learn more about the Bulls through the course of the week. They did have a lot of injuries this year, which led to, you know, some of their, you know, losing series during the season. But they are carried by their pitching. They're going to come in here and throw some pretty good arms at you. And you can't sleep on the fact that they beat Florida in Gainesville and they beat Miami. Those are two good programs, so they're not going to be intimidated by Texas, I don't believe. And the other thing they saw in Gainesville was big crowds, you know, I mean, packed houses and what goes on to root on the Gators. So when the bracket was set, you thought Florida would be coming in here for a marquee matchup. Instead, it's South Florida for a good matchup.
Well, and I don't think there'll be any question who will take the mound first.
No. Ty Madden will get the ball fried. Well, look,
I think so. There's no reason to even think number twos and all that stuff in this. Now it's time to just now you're moving forward. You're not messing around. You need to have game one immediately.
I mean, there will be an argument within the, or at least a debate, I would imagine, among David Pierce and the coaches that, you know, do you want to keep these guys on the normal week-long rest and, you know, throw in Tristan Stevens on Friday? He's been, you know, as good as Ty Madden is, and yes, Ty Madden, you know, comes with the high-velocity fastball, and he's going to be a high first-round draft pick in the draft coming up, and he's, you know, he's the Big 12 pitcher of the year. Last 6 weeks of the season, your most consistent pitcher, just getting you out, throwing zeros on the board, has been Tristan Stevens on the Saturday nights. So you know it's a great decision to have to be made. Mm-hmm. You feel great about either of them, but there will be at least a conversation about it. But I would agree with you; they probably go back to Ty Madden on Friday.
That's your normal rotation,
and we don't even know.
There's plenty of time to rest. Well, everybody's rested up.
We'll get the announcement today from the NCAA, and then of course ESPN and the TV partners. This could be a Saturday to Monday series. You know, they do Friday through Sunday, best of three, or some of them for TV are Saturday through Monday. So we don't know where that'll be either, so we'll wait and see when that comes down. But the Longhorns and South Florida this weekend, as I mentioned in the headlines, congratulations to the Patriots of Dallas Baptist. That game was a thriller. Dallas Baptist, Buck, who ends up winning the TCU Regional. And DBU's Dallas Baptist has been a good program the last 10 years. They've been ranked. They've been, you know, a really quality program, but this is their first trip to the round of 16. They were down 5-2 to Oregon State, and the Oregon State pitcher pitched a great game, and it's one of those that they turned it over to the bullpen, and the next thing you know, the kid for DBU jacks a grand slam, and they go up 6-5. They added another home run to go up 8-5 and win it. That was cool for the Patriots to win that, and they're moving on. And by the way, Dallas Baptist has a chance because they're going to end up playing. Because of the way the bracket has fallen, DBU is going to play the winner of the Old Dominion Virginia game today, and that's a 2-3 in that region. They're coming out. They took care of that. That's the South Carolina regional, but South Carolina didn't make it out of it. So you know, Dallas Baptist is going to get a chance to get a lower seeded group in the next round. Not the case for Texas Tech, but Texas Tech gets Stanford this weekend, which will be one of the headline series of the weekend with two marquee programs in college baseball. Tim Tadlock and Texas Tech will get Stanford in Lubbock. And yes, Arkansas did survive. They did beat Nebraska, so the top-ranked team in the land will face NC State this weekend.
Well, it didn't look that great during the course of the game to about the fifth inning because, my goodness, they were getting mowed down by that lefty.
Yeah.
He was sending them. He was not only telling them that ball's coming inside, they couldn't do anything about it for five innings. Nothing.
Yeah,
he went inside the whole night.
Yeah, and but Arkansas is, you know, built on their pitching too, so they're going to throw great arms at you all night too. But look, Nebraska, that was a tough two seed to face, and the reason, you know, the Big Ten, just like they did in football, their conference leadership, kind of short-sighted, I think, on a lot of this stuff for their teams. They played a conference-only schedule this year.
Right.
So the only teams Nebraska played were other Big Ten teams. Didn't play any out-of-conference games at all. So it really was hard to judge what the Big Ten's RPI was and, you know, what they were. So they were, and they ended up winning the Big Ten regular season championship, Nebraska. So that was a pretty good two seed right there. And then maybe they would have been a higher seed had they played some out-of-conference games that they could have matched up and, you know, really get a view of what that ball club was in Nebraska. But good win for Arkansas. They stay alive. Texas will get South Florida, and we'll obviously preview the matchups in college baseball. The only other big surprise, really, yesterday, LSU won two games at Oregon. So LSU, who did not have a great season, we know Paul Maneri, their manager, is retiring, stepping aside, but they're still playing. They're going to play Tennessee this weekend in Knoxville, and they beat Oregon twice. So a little bit of a surprise. They're all SEC. Round of 16 there in Tennessee. So good stuff in baseball, and the Longhorns, of course, will get their dates and times coming up today. NBA last night. What do we even make of the Milwaukee Bucks? What a ridiculous performance they had last night.
Well, they're
holy cow!
They're like they played last year in the playoffs. They're nice in the regular season. And then Middleton and the rest of them don't look good. By the way, Giannis got used and abused a couple times himself by Kyrie. Kyrie shook him up. And KD, once again, he had 32, the easiest 32 you've ever seen. That guy got 50 in him somewhere. I don't know when he's going to do it.
He needs it. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing for the East this Milwaukee is the 3 seed, Brooklyn's the 2, and it's just, I mean, they were up 49 points. 49 points at one point in the basketball game.
They're a regular season phenom, the Milwaukee Bucks. They're just not a playoff. You've seen it before out of Middleton. He's just not a good number two.
Yeah, and I was shocked when they brought Mike Budenholzer back after the bubble with how bad they were against the Miami Heat, and they gave him a second chance because they thought with the addition of Drew Holiday that this team will get that much better, and Budenholzer's looked terrible. The matchups don't make any sense. Like you said, but Chris Middleton isn't playing up to par. Drew's struggling, and Giannis, I mean, he acts like this every year in the playoffs, so I don't know why we're surprised.
Well, and on the other side, Steve Nash in his first run in the playoffs as a coach. I mean, that offense, I mean, it's a very European flavor. They've spread the floor. Kyrie's kind of running point from the middle of the paint. I mean, it's pretty interesting what they're doing. And this is without James Harden, who's sitting there watching this. They're up 50 points on the 3 seed. Pretty impressive what Brooklyn does. We know they have Durant. We know they have Kyrie. But I think Steve Nash is... He needs a little bit of credit for what they're doing offensively.
Oh, he deserves a ton of credit, which is crazy because, we talked about yesterday how they didn't really want him there. And, yeah, the type of style that they play, they have their point guards and shooting guards setting pick and rolls for Kevin Durant. And he just goes off pick and rolls better than anybody we've seen. And, yeah, it's just a scoring nightmare. Milwaukee has no way to stop it. They don't know if they could switch. They don't know if they should hedge. They don't know if they should double team. They can't figure anything out right now. And, yeah, the Nets smell blood.
Well, if you play selfless basketball at any level, yep, and you're willing to give up the ball when you're a star, right now the two guys, and when James Harden is in there, all three of them playing selfless ball. They want to hit the open man because their percentages are so high. They shot 53% from the three-point line last night. And if they play like that and they play selfless, there's nobody. They don't have anybody that will come close to them. That includes the Phoenix Suns. Anybody else that plays
Clippers,
them.
I guess could argue with
good luck to the Clippers.
I know, but that's Harden will come back. They don't think that his hamstring is too severe.
Kind of stay out game three. He doesn't have to play in game three.
He may not play again in that series. The way Milwaukee's playing, the way the matchups look, and the way Steve Nash is, dialing up circles around Mike Budenholzer. Well, so
I need to know more about this Harris cat because he is a killer on a jump shot. And they set him up. They set him up to be that three guy where nobody pays attention to him. And that guy will score 16, 18 points on a night when your three is scoring 7.
Yeah.
And that guy's like a deciding factor. He doesn't miss his jump shots. When he gets his opportunity, Zay, he sticks his opportunities. And that's what's good about him is he doesn't have one. He's not one of those guys that you send to the bench because he's having a cold night. We're giving him an opportunity. He's having a cold. Every time I've seen him, he's been in the 16 and 18 point range.
Yeah, he's insanely tough. Not only is he a great shooter, but he'll put the ball on the deck and make plays for you.
Yeah.
He's a really good defender. People don't think he's a good defender. He's a really good defender. And yeah, when you play off, Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant, you're going to get nothing but open jumpers. And they went out of their way to re-sign him because they knew that you know, with him on the team, with all of the scores that they have, he will get mad opportunities.
All right, so Brooklyn through, CP3 and Phoenix got the win last night in game one of that series with Denver. We'll tell you about a little bit about that game and why the matchup Jokic and Ayton was big for Phoenix last night, that's for sure. We also have the Longhorns in that situation. A lot to do. It's National Best Friends Day, so you might want to say hi to your best friend if you have one, your bestie. Shoot him a text or something today. We'll have some fun with that. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've got your B&E fact today. We're just getting warmed up. Table set on a Tuesday, live, local, and digital. Streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Tuesday on the Horn. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. It is muggy, muggy, muggy outside. Rain has moved on, but now it's just heavy, heavy outside. And we know we have a lot of folks who we love. Everybody listens to the program. Appreciate it every day, but especially those that work outside. I mentioned Billy yesterday, the UPS driver who's running all over town listening to the show. Whatever you're doing, if you're going to be outside, make sure you're filling it up. Filling up that tank, my friends.
Thank you to my brothers over there at Brown Distributing yesterday. And loaded up the truck as I unloaded it in my garage. You know, the pack mule and I got it done yesterday, bringing it into the garage to be taken away on Thursday for the golf tournament. But the folks over at Brown Distributing went above and beyond for the 20th annual Mullet Open. They went absolutely. I'll just say this. There'll be Bud Seltzer at the Mullet Open.
Bud Light Seltzer?
Yeah, it'll be all different flavors of Bud Light Seltzer there. They're also
popular.
Gave me unbelievable coolers. I mean, you're talking about four coolers that are over like $200 a piece. These are. And there'll be seltzer filling them up. So it's cool. This is going to be a bonanza on the 20th. I don't think I'm ever going to outdo this. I thought I'd be down lower because of COVID. I didn't get a chance to get face to face with a lot of people, but everybody wants to see everybody and everybody wants to bring bug spray. I'll say that.
Yeah, that was one. Don't get caught
without that stuff, man. I'm telling you.
I have firsthand experience on that. I mentioned my brother was in town this weekend from back east, as you like to say.
Back east.
And, you know, we played a lot of golf, and it was, boy, mosquitoes. I mean, seriously, the bugs, they're going to be on you. They're out there, and my legs got chewed up pretty good on a couple of occasions. And so, you know, not just the sunscreen and the hydration, bring the bug spray.
Yes.
Because it's muggy. And, yeah, somebody asked, are we doing the show live from the Hyatt Lost Pines on Friday? Absolutely. We'll be broadcasting live from the Wolf Dancer Golf Course. And
you'll hear from some people from Wolf Dancer, also Brown Distributing, and a new group that has joined the Mullet Open from what they call Austin Cocktails.
Ooh.
You've never heard of them before. They're about to make a huge splash in the market here. A couple ladies from New York. They call their cocktails Austin Cocktails, and it's a national chain that wanted to be a part of community service. They're going to get to be a big deals, and these are cocktails in a can.
In a can.
Dude, if margaritas in a can, and it says like 13% or 12%.
Careful, boys.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't something that the boys take on. This is one of those deals you don't take it to the course and say, ah, these are nice. Put it over ice. You got to be careful. These for adults only. That's what that's for. So we'll meet the young ladies. We'll get a chance to talk to some new people on Friday morning, which will be fun to talk. And our one of our friends, Christy from Cakes Rock. I'll just say this, Christy. I can't tell you exactly what she's doing. I'll just say she's been chosen as one of the best in the nation, and she's going to be on a famous bake show coming up this year. That may put her over the top, but I can't tell you what show it is. Remember, she makes cakes. So I think you may have heard of it before, but I'm not going to say because I can't say.
Are you reporting this?
No, this is that. Yeah, I am reporting this.
Top secret information?
Top secret information.
Christy and Cake Rock always been a great partner.
But you're going to hear about it, and if she were to win, it would be huge for her and her company, as a matter of fact. Hell, she's going to be on TV, but if this were to place, I can't tell you the name of it. You guess the name. That's up to you. I have no clue. I've seen it on many occasions. So, but she was chosen out of nowhere. Somebody saw her cakes on a website and said, we would like you to compete.
That's awesome. And, of course, she's made many cakes for us. Your birthday at one occasion. We also had when we had our 20th anniversary.
She did a microphone that I thought was real. Somebody came up and put their hand on it.
Oh, man. We're looking forward to Friday. I know our buddy Wayne Miller out there at Louis Miller Barbecue.
Wayne will be there. He's doing, how about this, a group that's at Louis Miller Barbecue that probably had as tough a year as anybody else, they're going to cook for over 200 people still.
Yeah, and Wayne is as good as it gets as far as that goes out. And Taylor, Texas, so get out there and support Wayne and the crew at Louis Miller Barbecue, world-famous barbecue in Taylor, Texas on 79. All right, so the Mullet Open is Friday, so we're looking forward to that. We'll continue to talk about it and count down the days to the big event on Friday. And thanks to everybody that's a part of that, either as a partner, like Brown Distributing or Wayne Miller, or if you're going to be playing in it, we're excited about it.
And once again, we're going to have to go above, and we're going to have to figure out something in October for next year to – you can't have an 18-team waiting list and not do something, another one, somehow, some way, because I'm never doing morning and afternoon. We've done that. We've been there before.
Yeah, that is a long day.
That's an all-day. That's an all-day
cooking. And that's dangerous.
And it's dangerous. Plus, it's hard to come back from that in a couple of days. So we'll figure out an October date. We'll have about 10 or 12 teams and do it sometime when Texas doesn't have a home game.
All right. Well, looking forward to Friday. Also looking forward to the weekend of Super Regional Baseball. Longhorns now know they're playing South Florida, who took down South Alabama last night in the Gainesville Regional. We've talked about that and their run. We'll learn more. We'll hear from David Pierce coming up. We've also got NBA playoffs. We talked about the Brooklyn destruction of Milwaukee, but really intriguing in the West, where the Phoenix Suns look like they're getting a healthier Chris Paul back. He hurt his shoulder in the first round, but they still survived and got past LeBron James and the LA Lakers, so we don't have to talk about LeBron anymore, which is good. We can focus on the rest of the West. Probably not good for TV ratings, but new people into the conversation. And, Chris Paul looked healthy last night. He got dinged a little bit early, but boy, in the fourth quarter, he was typical CP3, 21 points, 11 assists. He was 6-for-6 in the fourth quarter, hitting those little floaters. And I think Isaiah Collier, the biggest factor from last night's game with Phoenix and Denver, is that Nikola Jokic is the likely MVP of the league. And DeAndre Ayton, the big man for Phoenix, more than held his own in that matchup. I mean, Nikola's going to get what he's going to get. Jokic is great. But that was not a one-sided matchup, and that bodes well for Phoenix big picture in this series.
Yeah, 1,000%. If Chris Paul is going to be healthy, then the Denver Nuggets have no shot. I like Campazzo and whatnot, and he's, a 5'11" Ginobili in a way, but he can't guard a healthy Chris Paul. And, they're really taking advantage of the Joker on the defensive end.
Yeah.
Like, DeAndre Ayton, him running the floor, being really athletic, being active, being involved with Devin Booker pick and rolls, Chris Paul pick and rolls. I think that really hurt, Joker and what the Nuggets wanted to do offensively, because he had to worry about so much defensively. So, yeah, I think this is just a really tough matchup for the Nuggets, and the Suns should take care of business these next few games.
Yeah, Joker can't wait for second quarters like he did last game when he still scored almost 38 points. But he's got to come out fast, and he's got to come out wanting the ball and wanting on the offense. There's no waiting against the Suns. They come right out of the gate and ready to go. They were down by 10 last night and all of a sudden came back and just –
oh yeah,
just zipped right past them like they were standing still.
Yeah, I mean, Denver had the early lead, as you said, double digits, and it was Phoenix that pulled away and won late. By the way, I mentioned the wet stuff has moved on. It has not. There is a storm moving into to Central Texas right now. Keep in mind, as you're getting up and out, a cluster of showers and storms closing in on Austin as you wake up this morning, so be advised of that, making its way into Austin. The rain is not done. Still scattered showers, and these could be... I'm seeing some lightning because we're our windows here at our fourth floor headquarters on 360 face to the north, and I can see the lightning off in the distance. That's why I looked up the radar. Storm's on its way as you get up and out this morning, especially if you're north and greater Round Rock area and north central Austin coming this way, and it'll obviously move through the listening area throughout the course of the morning. So a lot of big conversations. There's some NBA. We've got the NFL as well. The passing of Jim Fossil, sad news this morning. Jim Fossil, of course, his son is the coach for the Cowboys. Bones Fossil is the special teams coordinator for Dallas, and he confirmed to the LA Times that Jim Fossil passed away, age of 71. Remember, he took the New York Giants, was a coach of the year at one point in the NFL, Jim Fossil, took the Giants to the Super Bowl. I think that was the year they lost to the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Lewis and the Ravens, if memory serves. But Jim Fossil passing away overnight, very sad news. And let me ask you on that. We mentioned it, but Nick Saban signing a contract extension that through 2028. So right now he's 69 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be coaching at least under contract until his 77th birthday. Do you see any sign of slowdown from Nick Saban?
No, I see a speed up of Nick Saban. I see a guy who's adapted like a chameleon to everything and all his surroundings and what players are like and how he reacts to players, but. One thing Nick Saban won't do, he He's going to do things his way. You're not going to do things your way. No matter how kids change and there's an ever-changing situation with young people, you're going to adapt to the way that guy wants you to adapt to. He's not adapting to you. He adapts to the situation outside the building and outside the campus. But once you're inside the campus, once you're inside Nick Saban's bubble, you're going to do what Nick Saban needs you to do. And I hope at one and very soon that Steve Sarkisian gets to be the same kind of coach, where I love you outside of this. This is really wonderful. The world is changing. Let's all change together. But once your ass is inside this bubble, you belong to me. And that's what Nick Saban does. And he does it better than anybody who's done it in college football. He'll continue to do it that way. And that doesn't make him soft. He's not soft, but he does understand about young people now. And if you see him as a grandfather and you see him in video at his home, I guess he lives on the lake during the summer, the entire summer, this guy's like grandpa that is totally different. You look at him and you're saying, that's Nick Saban? Yeah, he's a grandfather. He's got grandkids. He loves it, but this has made him a better coach, as a matter of fact, what's going on right now. As he gets older, he becomes a better coach, which is scary. How about a guy who has to adjust every stinking year to losing coaches and losing players? I mean, every year.
Yeah, he's getting pilfered. He's losing the coordinators, losing assistants, but he's the rock. And, you know, the one thing about Nick Saban, kind of like we learned with Augie Garrido over our time covering Augie here, do they love winning? I don't know. I mean, but they love the process of getting to winning. That's what you admire about Nick Saban so much.
What are you willing to sacrifice?
Well, he just loves the process of helping people, you know, raise the bar on people, hold them accountable. And the process of getting to the victories is something Nick Saban is the master of. The winning comes as a result of what we do on a day-by-day basis, and no one has done it better, maybe in the history of college football. And as you say, the chameleon always changing with whatever rule changes happen in college football and college athletics, changing behaviors of young people. Nick Saban changes right along with them, but he doesn't change his standard. He doesn't change his bar, and he understands that if we do these things, we will win. And the success comes in the process. Augie used to teach us that all the time.
Well, he knows the kind of players that he gets. He knows that he's not getting a bunch of 3 stars and 4 stars. He knows exactly what he's getting, and he knows if you continue to do the right things and do the things by what he's teaching you, those 4 and 5 stars become great players.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so we'll take your thoughts on those top topics throughout the course of the morning. Specs text line 512-337-3776. We'll hear from David Pierce coming up, talking Texas baseball as they now get their scouting reports going on the Bulls of South Florida. We have a B&E fact of the day before the top of the hour. And first, though, we've got Craig Way for his Craig Way report.
It's time for the Craig Way Sports Report, brought to you by Bud Light. Now, here's Craig Way.
Really good teams find all kinds of ways to win games. In the case of the Texas Longhorn baseball team, it's been a combination of outstanding starting pitching with some powerful bats at times, and also speed on the bases. Outfielders Mike Antico and Eric Kennedy have combined for 53 stolen bases in 61 attempts this season, 36 by Antico alone. And yesterday, on Light the Tower on the Horn 104.9 and AM 1260, Longhorns head coach David Pierce told us that the aggressive approach those two have employed on the base paths involves a lot of independent decision-making.
Those guys that can run, they like to go. They don't get stuck on first base. They're not concerned about getting picked off. They want to run, and so many times they're giving me green light, and I'm either allowing that and we're doing that, or we're trying to pick a count, but they like to run.
Texas will host South Florida in the NCAA Super Regional Series this coming weekend. We'll find out today the days and times of that best-of-3 series sometime this afternoon. And we'll hear more from the head coach, David Pierce, coming your way this afternoon. In our next report, I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
Hey, what's up, folks? Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers here. Everybody knows I love Bud Light, and everybody knows why. Because Bud Light fits any occasion. Maybe you're hanging out with friends and family. Maybe you're just trying to enjoy a little nightlife. Maybe you're cheering on your favorite team. Maybe you're just hanging out the house, enjoying a little barbecue. Whatever you're doing, as long as you accompany it with Bud Light, it's going to be a good time. Be sure to stock up on Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Bud Light Lime, or you can place your order with Drizzly and have Bud Light delivered right to your door. Bud Light is my choice. It's everybody's choice, and that's why Bud Light is the world's favorite light beer.
Folks, if you're looking to pick up a brand new AV unit, you need to call Tom McKay and AV Consultations. It'll be quick and it'll be efficient, and it'll be done, as I said, efficient, because it's going to be done the right way, the way that you want it to be done. Go to avconsultations.com, view the things that Tom has to offer you, And do give them a call, 512-255-8678. Crystal or Holly are going to answer the phone. There is no automation. Real live people actually answer the phone. They'll get to Tom, and then Tom will get back to you. Entire media room upgrades, TV surveillance units, video doorbells, you name it, he's got it, and he's got it at the price that you want. And he's sure to come out there and get it done exactly the way you want to, at the budget that you want to have it done. You want to have that budget for sure, the budget that you are going to rely on and that he's going to help you get. Don't need to go to the big box stores with Tom McKay. Tom McKay has it all there just for you. And Audiovisual has been doing it for over 32 years in the Austin area. 512-255-8678. It's Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. I want to send a big thank you to all of our clients for sharing the reasons that they do business with Apple Leasing, and all of you that send in your awesome reviews. Since 1986, over 35 years, Apple Leasing has been helping Central Texas with the easiest way to lease a new or pre-owned vehicle. The beautiful thing about Apple's simple interest lease is that with one phone call to 512-346-9977, you can learn about which vehicles hold their value the very best and have the biggest rebates. Our job is to find you the vehicle that best fits your needs and your budget. As more and more of you have leased your cars, you're finding out about the challenges of ending your lease. No matter who you leased it from, Apple Leasing specializes in helping you out of your lease. Please call us at 346-9977 and we'll share the best options you have. So if you want to drive a new car or truck and only pay for the new half, call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com.
Ready for a fun summer at home? Make sure every room has the best view with a new coat of paint or a refreshing new color by CertaPro Painters. Painting inside or out, our paint professionals will turn your home into the pride of the neighborhood with worry-free service you can count on. Show your home the gratitude it deserves, then show it off at the next barbecue. It's busy painting season, so get your painting project started today at CertaPro.com with a free estimate. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
SLPLawnCare.com. Free quotes, reliable quality work, and no contract required for residential clients. With SLP Lawn Care, your yard's gonna look great. It's a better lawn care provider. SLPLawnCare.com.
You don't have to wait to get a good night's sleep during the Factory Mattress More in Store event. Sleep right, right now, with same-day pickup or free next-day delivery, setup, and removal. Factory Mattress is the largest locally owned group in Texas. We have more available inventory because we buy more and sell more. Don't wait weeks for your mattress when you can have it the next day.
My Factory Mattress.
With Factory Mattress's exclusive RightFit sleep mapping technology, we'll learn how you sleep and help you get the perfect mattress for your specific needs at the right price. Get up to $1,000 in savings and the guaranteed lower price on more in-stock mattresses and top brands. So, for the right mattress, from the right people, delivered right away, it's the More in Store event at Factory Mattress right now, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Tuesday on the Horn, B&E with you. Coming up top of the hour, we set those headlines, including the Sweet 16 nearly complete in college baseball. Longhorns are certainly there. Now know their opponent in the next round. We'll hear from David Pierce and his thoughts on where the Horns sit and where they're headed. Also, more on the NBA's playoffs. And, you know, big day in Dallas today, Buck. Cowboys opened their minicamp, their first offseason minicamp of the summer.
Yeah, and the defense coordinator will be, like, in everybody's vision to see if this defense can really bring Dallas back.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of key factors for Dallas. I mean, number one, on they got to get the offensive line healthy for sure. If they do, the offense is going to be fine. Zeke Elliott's getting praise for his work during the OTAs. He's been showing up for these organized team activities.
He doesn't have that man punch. He doesn't have a little punchy thing.
Apparently, he's refocused and
Does he need to go to Cabo?
No, I don't think. I don't know that he's been to Cabo or not, but he's been getting. Coaches have been, you know, a lot of praise for what Zeke's been doing this offseason, which is good.
No Fumbalaya?
Because I would argue if you're listing things, priorities for the Cowboys to become a factor again in the NFC, you know, lead the first one is Dan Quinn, the new defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cowboys used 8 of their 11 draft picks on defensive players. They brought in some key free agents as well, especially free agents he endorsed, guys that, you know, Keanu Neal, who he had as a safety in Atlanta. They have to fix the defense. It was historically bad. We all know that. And, you know, Dan Quinn is a big part of that. The new defensive coordinator who had been the Atlanta Falcons head coach. Before that, he was the defensive coordinator of the Legion of Boom defense for Pete Carroll in Seattle. So has a nice resume and some new players to work with. But that has to improve because it's still the NFL and it's an offensive league, but you've got to play some defense. You know, you have
well,
you to
be pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers showed you last year and the, you know, Rams and Patriots a couple years before that, you still have to play defense in this league. The Chiefs, when they won it, you know, their defense was outstanding for Steve Spagnuolo. You know, you have to be good offensively in this league to get there, but you have to play good defense to win in the playoffs, and the Cowboys, you know, not close to that. So that's number one for Dan Quinn. And, yeah, I mean, the offensive line and Zeke Elliott, getting the O-line healthy and Zeke Elliott getting back to being one of the best backs in the NFL – We'll make the Cowboys, if all those things can happen, the Cowboys could be pretty formidable, I think, in the NFC. But those are some pretty big ifs. I think that's fair to say.
If you can tell me that Dak Prescott will not be all fidgety when there's traffic all around him, he's ready to go. He's going to tuck the ball when it's time to tuck and run and slide from this point on in his career. If he can do all those things and he looks like the athlete that he was before, then you got a great chance. I mean, that will be number one plus would be 1A would be that guy. If that guy's healthy enough to lead your team, let's see where it goes. But there's no doubt about Zeke. Zeke is really important to this team, and that means not turning the ball over, not being frustrated, being able to run whether the line blocks or not, not curling up like a little baby like he's done, like he did last year.
Ooh, I thought you said a little B something else. Wow.
No, I'm not going to call that guy's a running back in the NFL. I'm not going to call him that. But I just know this. He's got to be looking like he's looked before. He really,
yeah,
really
does.
Because they don't. The other cat that's behind him is just a guy. You know what I'm saying? He's not close to him. So he has to be the guy that really, really carries that. And like you said, it has to be the offensive line. They don't have to be fabulous. They just got to play a bunch of games and not be hurt.
Well, I mean, they can't be as dreadful as they were a year ago. And that was in large part because of injury. But at the same time, they need Tyron Smith to be on the field and healthy. They need Lael Collins, gosh, to be on the field and healthy.
Right. And their coach, we got to find out if their coach can coach in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Not where Abe reviews, obviously, from year one, but he did deal with a lot of issues. And it's also, I think Mike McCarthy's even admitted they did not handle the COVID situation, the install of new offenses and defenses and schemes and Zoom meetings and teachings as well as they probably should have. But, you know, it'll be back to normal this offseason. And that's what started this conversation, an actual in-person mini camp where they'll be on the field and working and installing the new defensive scheme for Dan Quinn, seeing where folks are. And most of the Cowboys, the one thing I would also say about the Cowboys in the optimistic column is that they've had a lot of participation. They don't have, I mean, everyone's participating
in
this. You know, we know Aaron Rodgers is not in Green Bay camp. We know there's a lot of those veterans. Tom Brady's not going to Tampa, which is probably okay. But at the same time, the Cowboys have a lot of buy-in right now. They've got a lot of players and coaches. You know, pretty embarrassed by how they played last year in certain phases and want to make up for that. At least it feels like that.
And one of their key leaders, I mean, you know, now Sean Lee's not there. Obviously, Coach Lee will be out on the field coaching guys up. But DeMarcus Lawrence has to be a leader, but that guy has to play all year long. He can't be, you know, I got a bunch of sacks early and then disappear. That guy got to earn his money. It's time for him to earn the cash that he makes. Because he gets a lot of cash from the Cowboys. Jerry's paid him really nicely.
Yes.
Time for him to earn his money.
Earn your cash.
That's right.
Earn your cash. All right, as we said, some approaching storms here in Central Texas. Be advised as you're up and out this morning. You're heading to the highways and byways. Don Miller will get you the traffics, but some could be some pretty severe storms with some winds and lightning. So be advised of that as you get up and out this morning. Let's get your B&E fact of the day. Get your thinking caps on.
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, we mentioned Chris Paul and the Suns with the win in Game 1 last night of their series with Denver. CP3 did something last night that only two other men have ever done before, NBA players. A 20-point, 10-assist playoff game after the age of 36. Two other players have done it, 20 points and 10 or more assists after your 36th birthday. CP3 joins that former duo. It's now a trio. Who were the other two? See if you can name them. Interesting. Got to think older point guards. This would be the hint I would give you. You'll have that answer on the other side, plus your headlines, plus we'll hear from Texas head baseball coach David Pierce.